Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. Has someone said, I really like your attitude? What is it, this business of the attitude? Well, the dictionary says it's defined as a manner or disposition of feeling or a position towards someone or something. So our attitude, or how we view or think about something, will then determine how we respond. Now, you can be very gifted in certain things in life, but you can still be a failure because you don't have a really good attitude. So we're going to take a few moments to talk about that today and again tomorrow. So how important is your attitude? I think it's very important. Those who know, studied this, say that your attitude is far more important than circumstances, what other people say, or about your past, your education, or your money. Your attitude is more important than anything because it really comes out of the core of your being. Your attitude represents your disposition and your very character. And I think that's why the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, what a man thinks in his heart, he really is. That's a great statement. And that has a lot to do with attitude. So what sort of attitude do you have? Is it a positive attitude or a negative attitude? And again, the Bible says in Proverbs 4, 23, carefully guard your thoughts, because they are the source of true life. Did you know that your attitude is always something that you've got a choice over? You don't have to blame other people. I heard the story of the man who was telling his mate about the days at university, and they were talking about how they went. He said, well, I never actually was in the top half of my class at uni, but I can say I was in the group that made the top half possible. That's how he explained it. Two men are in prison. Have you heard this saying? One looks out through the bars and sees only mud. The other looks out through the same bars and sees the moon and the stars. So you have two men in one place, but they have a different attitude. It's the attitude of choice. So the human mind, it's a complex thing, isn't it? It's one of the most awesome creations of God, the mind. God has given us the ability to think and to reason, to choose what we're going to do, and even if we're going to be positive or negative in our thinking. So in every one of our lives, there is this positive and negative. Now, you can choose certain things. You can't choose what's going to happen for the rest of today, for example, but you certainly can choose your own attitude, because that's something that you've got, the power you've got to determine. Dr. Viktor Frankl was one of the people that suffered behind bars. He was a Jewish doctor and psychiatrist who actually spent 3 years in a Nazi concentration camp. I'm talking about back in the 1940s. And he saw terrible suffering, and he was made a slave laborer by the Germans. And one night he stood under the lights of this Gestapo court in a Nazi concentration camp. And the Germans had taken away from Viktor Frankl everything that he owned, his clothes, his watch, even his wedding ring. And as he stood there and naked in front of the enemy, he realized that he was destitute. He didn't have a thing, but there was one thing that he had. He had something that no one else could take from him. He had the power to choose his own attitude on that particular day. And so this brilliant man chose not to give in to the enemies. He chose to be joyful and to have hope, and he chose to be positive. And it's a remarkable story, actually, of survival. He went on to write many very helpful books. He's trying to help many of his inmates who were dying all around him. And he himself lived to an old age and died in 1997. So I wonder if there's a little experiment you could do. You go about life today, and as you see people, whether it's at the petrol station or at a shopping centre at home or at work or church, try and say to people that you meet something that's positive and uplifting. I think if you can do it for one day, it'll be an amazing experience. You'll see what happens. You'll probably have a very good and constructive day. And the answer, why? Because positive words create a loving, creative environment in which to live. So no matter what happens today, look for good, and I think you'll find it. Lord, we do acknowledge that these are very helpful things. Help us to be positive, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.